Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. You can follow us on the blog, which I'm updating sporadically. I don't know why. It's like my laptop, it's only a couple years old, and it's so slow that I just feel like throwing it instead of updating the blog. But it's at divaabdul.com. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, and thanks to everyone who's been liking us, as we're almost at 1,000 people. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I keep seeing different notifications. People keep liking the page, so that's good.
Yeah, it's all those Russian bots I bought that are liking the page. Diva Days of Our Lives is the fan book page, if you want to go and like us over there, follow us over there. Follow us here, too, at Blog Talk Radio. It's cool. It gives you a nice little email reminder 15 minutes before the show starts to tune into the show. And you can follow us on iTunes, and you can automatic download after the show airs. I think it's the day after. So if it's hard for you to make us live, it's ready to go for you the next day. And we have Marianne here today.
Hi, everyone.
And where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Twitter at @mama_hooch.
Yeah, and I saw our friends, the Hapcus. I think they're in Bermuda. Were they on their way to Bermuda or something right now?
Yeah, I did see that they're on their way. Yeah, I think it's where it is. I know they're on their way on vacation, but I think, that's probably where they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had an anniversary not long ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was on your birthday.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed your
on my birthday.
Yeah. On show.
Yeah.
So, Bob's being funny now on Facebook instead of Twitter, so you might want to find him on Facebook instead. It'll be have our other friends at Ron Coslow, at Teo Pangloss, at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. Looks like Ian's now in Scotland with his family.
He's in Scotland with family. He's been tweeting pictures of sisters and nephews and, his whole family. He's over with family now. Yeah. He had been in England, but thought he'd be staying for the royal wedding, but he didn't. He left and it's in Scotland now, so. I was up at 5:30 a.m. to watch. So.
I didn't watch. I saw what she was wearing. That's all I cared all about, and I was like, that was good enough.
Kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to them.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I'd also recommend following Paul Telfer, who plays Xander Cook on Days of Our Lives. He's funny, and every day
I follow him.
Every day, if he's on the show that day, he posts a musical tribute about that episode. So I think Friday was Welcome Back, Cotter, he played. To welcome back Xander back into the Kyriakos family. So, yeah, he's always posting something hilarious. And he's even featured on the Days of Our Lives weekly promo this week. I mean, basically they refer to him as the shirtless villain.
He's the shirtless villain. Yeah, he comes with the shirt. I was waiting for that shirt to come off. I knew that shirt had to come off sometime. So, yeah. He was tweeting about that, too.
Yeah, like that. He's always shirtless around his house too. Yeah, but it was just
him
funny.
And Brady now.
Yes. Yeah, that's Kyriakos Mansion might be a good place to move into.
Yeah.
Nice amount of eye candy. It's better than the Demira Mansion. There's a whole bunch of crazy crap going on down there. And Kate might be
Demira,
curious. Yeah, holy
cow,
people getting shot and multiple personalities.
Everybody's using,
using
Stefan's face as a punching bag. He's been getting slapped around a lot. Poor Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. But.
Yeah, I guess we can start with that. So, Abby, for some reason or another, got released to Jennifer instead of getting arrested. So she spent time with her son. We actually saw Thomas for a few seconds. I don't think any of us remember
Thomas.
What he looked like. Yeah, I didn't remember who he looked like at all. So Abby went to the prison infirmary and met with Gabby, and Gabby was not happy to see her at all.
Oh, boy, Gabby was nasty to her, you know? But you can't blame her.
No.
Yeah, you can't blame her. Yeah. She sounds like she's out for revenge, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come down to it. It sounds like it, yeah. So.
Not just Abby. She wanted to take down Stefan, too.
Stefan, yeah. Because she feels Stefan was, for not, setting her up, too. You know, he knew all about it and could have set her free, too, and he went along with it, so.
So Abby went there and Abby tried to apologize, said she was going to plead guilty the next day at the arraignment, and Gabby basically just let her have it, and then Gabby lets it slip that Gabby with a Y slept with Stefan, and that Chad knew about it because Chad walked in on him and beat up Stefan, and Abby didn't know that, and Abby wasn't too happy that Chad didn't tell her, and obviously she wasn't too happy that she was raped. So that bomb got dropped on Thursday, I think it was. So, so that's going to be interesting. Of course, people are already speculating that Abby's going to end up pregnant, but we'll see about that.
Yeah. Don't you think that's what's going to be? She's going to end up pregnant.
Well, the whole thing is bizarre because Marcy Miller quit, and Kate Mancy is filming, but she's just filming in the meantime until they're done with the character.
Do you think she'll go nuts again, and they'll send her back to the wherever they'll send? That's how they'll send. Maybe Abby won't be on for a while. I don't know,
but then there was a casting call that just came out for a newborn baby. So someone's having a baby in November. Yep.
Okay, well, could be Abby. I don't know. Who else? Well, how about Lonnie?
Well, Lonnie's supposed to give birth, I think, in August. So,
oh, okay.
Who knows? So, I mean, I think, wasn't Hope pregnant for like 11 months once with was it Sierra or was it Zach? I can't remember. Because they kept trying to. She slept with Patrick, but she slept with Bill like 3 months before, and then they changed it because Katrina really thought it was Bo's and not Patrick's. But I mean, they didn't have sex anywhere. It wasn't even nowhere near the same window, so that was kind of weird. But so. Yeah, so I guess we'll see who's pregnant. Yeah, I'm guessing it's Abby. I don't know who else it could really be. Some people are thinking it's Sammy. But that'd be weird, too, though, but she slept with Rafe. She would have been pregnant for a whole year if it was Sammy. But she slept with Rafe in November.
Yeah, that's true. But I always thought she was going to come back and say she was pregnant. But I don't know. When is she due back?
She's still filming.
Oh, okay. She's filming, okay, so which means we're not going to see her until November or, I don't know, May. October, probably. They're five to six months. They're at least like 5 to 6 months. It gets so confusing. I can see how they are confused, and then they forget. Because they're on to something else, and then they forget. And, it's just like, I don't know. And But the whole thing with Abby, when somebody would tell her something, then she would remember. You'd see these flashbacks and she would remember. Now, all of a sudden, she's remembering this stuff, but before, she didn't remember anything. But now, all of a sudden, she's remembering herself as Gabby, and she's remembering herself as Laura. I just found that
that's kind
odd.
Of weird.
I guess now that she's...
Yeah.
I don't know if how it's worked now that she's back to her normal self, but if she was herself before, when she would come back and be Abigail, she wouldn't remember anything she did as Gabby or Laura. But now all of a sudden she's remembering, which is odd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
whatever Ron
odd.
Says. He says, well, this is what I want. Okay, so whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, so when Abby goes to the Mirror Mansion to confront Stefan, and Chad goes to Gabby's hospital room, because, I don't understand how prison infirmary you can just walk right in. And
she gets all kinds of visitors.
Holy cow, she's got like six visitors just in one day. It's a little crazy. And she told him everything that happened, and that Abby knows that Stefan had sex with her, and so he was probably heading to the mansion too. And Abby confronts Stefan, and she slaps him a few times. He pretty much had that coming.
Then him and Chad had another big fight.
Yeah.
That was crazy. He had the knife up against his neck and kept saying about him sleeping with his wife, and he was just egging him on. Although I did see more chemistry with Stefan and the Gabby with a Y. I did, than Chad and Abby.
I totally agree.
Yeah. And they're definitely, I think, back over when I was thinking, like, Gabby with the I and Chad had more chemistry than Chad and Abby.
Yeah,
maybe more so.
Yeah, I thought Abby actually had the most chemistry with Dario, which is weird. When they were briefly married or whatever.
Yeah, they were.
They kind of were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It just seemed like Chad and Abby kind of lost their spark.
Yeah, even Kate Mancy's Abby with Chad wasn't. I liked her with Ben. Crazy Ben. They were good together.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to see Kate Mancy again with Ben.
Yeah.
Robert Scott Lawson. He's still filming, I believe. He's still filming Days of Her Life, so it'd be kind of neat if he does pop up again with her.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of cool. So, I like Stefan and Gabby, too. They did have those wild type of sexual chemistry going on between the two of them. Maybe it's just Chabby or playing a married couple. Maybe, that nudist spark is gone. What too really bugs me is, racing Hope or interrogating Kate over killing Vivian, and they're 1,000 times harder on her than they were with Abby killing Andre and then locking up the three women to die in the tunnel. I mean... And Abby confessed. That they're cracking down harder on Kate. And just the sheer fact that wasn't Kate's gun, it was Vivian's, should tell you that her side of the story is true. It wasn't Kate's gun.
Like Kate brought up there, her and Marlena and Vivian were all trapped down there, and then they let Stefan and Gabby go. But that was on, I'll save him, but still. Yeah. So now they're thinking it wasn't an act. Now they're not believing Kate's story, right? Something about the way the gun was and the way she was shot.
The same forensics are saying it was not self-defense. Saying that Vivian didn't have gunshot residue on her hands, and that the distance of the shot, it was in point-blank range, that there was some distance between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
and as we know,
that.
She's not dead. You know, she's not really
dead. She's not
dead. Yeah. I guess she's coming up, what, next week or next couple weeks or something, I guess. I don't know. She's coming
is.
What? Isn't she? She's
is
not
Vivian's
dead.
Coming back?
Well, I think
that
we
know
find
that.
Out that she's not dead. Yeah. I don't know if she's coming back, but yeah. Did you see when she got injected?
Yeah.
I think we see her alive one more time. Now, whether it's alive somewhere else and she's gone from Salem, but, you know, because she is supposed to be done soon, I think, or is done or has been done.
Yeah, I thought she was done. She was even quoted as saying that she wasn't coming back to the show when she doesn't think Vivian's coming back alive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm a little behind on the spoilers. I'm going to have to check that out. But still, I love Larissa Rowe, and she is so awesome. And I loved her on Steve.
Oh, I know. That's
also
one they should keep. Yeah, that's the one they should keep for sure.
They're killing off all the interesting characters. And then they leave the
boring
ones.
I know.
I mean, good Lord.
The younger ones. Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. Yeah, and you're killing off everybody who's been living in the DeMera mansion. I'm not interested in Chad for
No DeMera's left.
Yeah.
No, and this is the time. Yeah, they're acting like little brats, okay? Nobody's running the company.
Yeah.
All they're doing is fighting over Abby. They need someone to step in like Tony.
Needs
to come back, you know, and say, hey, you know, let me take over. Either him or Andre, one or the other, or both, or whoever, you know, be the good. You know, hopefully somewhere down the line.
Yeah. The DeMera family doesn't function well when there's only one of them and they're on an island. You know what I mean? They're all by themselves. DeMera family is more interesting when you have a bunch of them. Like when you had Lexi back. I love Lexi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kristen. And I mean, you don't have Stefano anymore. And I guess what Tyler Christopher was quoted recently is saying that Ron told him he was the new Stefano. So they're gonna, So basically, it's like Stefan's never gonna be redeemed or a good guy. He's gonna stay on the dark side. But just him versus Chad just isn't interesting. You know, Stefan doesn't have a beef like Stefano had a beef with the Hortons and the Bradys and the Kiriakises. So he was a threat to everybody. Stefan's basically just a threat to Chad and Abby. Like he's stuck on that island. He's not engaging with anybody
else. Yeah, he has
else
no history
in Salem.
With
no.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't even know
there's
father.
No,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's not
there's no
really.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's being handled that way. He needs to be integrated away from Chabby a bit and get more involved with the rest of the community because, I mean, Stefano was involved with every single family and had access to crime with all of them and Stefan's just locked in on Abby, and it's just not that interesting. And then you're taking Kate out of the orbit because she got fired and kicked out of the house for Kelly Vivian, and now so she went to Plan B, which is trying to take over Titan. So now she's gone back into the Kiriakis orbit. With
The Daenerys are dwindling, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, considering all the craziness going on, you would think that DeMera stock should be worth about nothing by now. With Andre killed, and then Vivian's killed, and Abby's going to get, she's pleading guilty next week. And so Chad's all involved with that, and Stefan's been beat up, and you like, who the hell is really running this company?
But we did hear that DeMera bought the bionic thing that John was talking about that was going to help Steve see, and then they found out who owns it, kind of found that out at the end of the other day. So, and that's what they're trying to do, help Steve get his eyesight back. So I guess Patch gets his eyesight back or not, I don't know. But anyway, that's that story, I don't know, is coming up or not. And John and Marlene are having yet another wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, Ron's weddings are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think, well,
supposed
the
to get married at the square.
Yeah.
In Horton Square. So, yeah, we'll see how this wedding is.
Yeah.
Or if it happens.
A lot of the family's going, though, I guess. Bill and Sean are supposed to be there. Sammy's supposed to be there. So it doesn't sound like Carrie's going to be there.
No.
So. And Steve and Kim are going to be in the wedding.
Yeah, best man and maid of honor.
They asked him the other day. I'm kind of glad they're all friends. I mean, I think that's nice. But it's just not the same as Steve and Kayla and Bo and Hope's friendship.
Bo and Hope.
You know, that,
right.
You know what I mean? Because
I don't ever
remember Steve
and Kayla being that good friends with John and Marlena. Really.
Never.
Right? I mean, they were. But yeah. No. It's just because now was helping him with Black Patch or whatever. But now Steve wants out of that. So, I don't know.
Yeah. He asked Roman to take his place. I don't know.
Does Roman need something to do? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Black Patch is doing too much business, though, right now. I don't know. Although she had Paul was working for. Yeah. Paul's working for Kate, spying on Leo. But,
and I guess the spoilers is, I think Lucas hires Paul to track down Chloe, and Paul and John go to get Chloe in Mexico.
Because Teresa left her high and dry on her own.
Well, you can't really blame her.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
she had no choice.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if she just stayed there, neither one of them would get rescued, but she has a chance of rescuing Chloe if she got out of there and told somebody so where Chloe was, but nobody knew where she was. So, yeah, that was...
Yeah. So, see, Chloe's Xander kind of has a little bit of a heart or a little bit of a nice guy, but, you know, there is something in it for him, you know, get back into good graces with Victor. I mean, that's why he did it. Helped Teresa instead of turning her in, and made a deal with Mateo and got her out.
How was Xander, though? I mean, was he involved with all those villains taking over Salem? How did he get out of that one? I mean, because basically everybody thought he was dead.
I don't know. Wasn't he? They thought he was dead, but Victor knew he wasn't, right? Victor sent him away. But everyone thought he was dead, right? Victor set it up to look like he was dead. Yeah.
Pretending he was,
I don't know where.
I think his body was found in the river or something.
In the river. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So.
But, you know, he never had to face his crimes, though. He went on a crime scene with spree with Orpheus and, what's his face? Weston.
So now that he's back... And they know he's alive, Clyde.
Clyde.
But now that he's back and they know he's alive, are they not going to do anything? Or they're just going to forget about all that? Probably.
Yeah. He's just going to run around town shirtless.
And nobody, and the women don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. Like, shouldn't someone be arresting him or something? I guess they're busy with everything else. Oh, speaking about Raphael, that Rafe and Hope. Oh, my God. They are the worst couple in the show.
They are the worst couple. And is there a fan base? I think we were discussing that last week. Is there, like, a fan base? Is there anybody that is you know, I don't see them out there.
I see them. I see some Rope fans out
Do
there.
You?
Rafe decides
they've been pushing them down our throat forever,
and they don't work, and actually they're annoying together. Whenever Rafe and Hope are working on a case together, there's no attraction there. They're actually he's always like cutting her and aggravating her and getting under her skin and undermining her. And she's the boss. Mm-hmm. He's constantly trying to show that he's the boss. and he's not. She's the commissioner. And that really annoys me. But because he wouldn't talk that way to anybody else who was the commissioner. He just undermines her all the time. And he's done absolutely nothing to try to win her back other than be a douche and not signing the annulment paper. So he decides to sign them, and she tells him to wait. But like I said, he's done nothing to win her back other than argue with her. And he might have accidentally brushed hands a few times. There's like nothing. I don't understand. Let him sign it. Don't torture us anymore. Yeah, I just don't think Hope needs another husband she can't trust.
Yeah, just bring Bo back and we'll all be happy.
I'm over Bo. Yeah. I'm at this point. No. I'm just over him. He's not going to come back in the long term, so I don't see the point of bringing him back.
Yeah.
That just screws with Hope even more. If he's going to come back and be gone and again in 4 weeks, so what the hell's the point?
Yeah.
So, no, I'm just going to accept a recast, so I don't see a point of bringing Peter Reckl back unless he wants to stay. Yeah, so if he doesn't want to stay full-time, then don't bring him back. I think they just need to start from scratch and, find someone for Hope that maybe someone who's just not shady. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Mimi's coming back. Did you guys discuss that last week? Farrah Fath is coming back?
Oh, I don't know if we said about Mimi coming back. Yeah, I think we might have mentioned it. Mimi?
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I think we were talking about it, but Mimi's coming back. And then they're saying Kyle Loder's coming back. Loder's coming back. So is he coming back as Rex? They haven't really said. Or have you heard? Or we're just kind of speculating.
They believe it's Rex that he's coming back as
Rex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So, because Rex and Mimi were a thing.
Yeah, I liked Kyle Loder when he was first with, when he first had the first bro-y, Tim with Nadia. But
Nadia,
like,
yes.
Yeah, but I didn't quite like him much in general. I just didn't really particularly like the character. But I like that pairing, but I just didn't like the character. So,
this Brady,
I'm
kind
of sick.
Well,
Eric
Martzoff owns Brady right now. Yeah. Yeah,
I prefer him as Brady. Even though Brady drives you insane, because Brady's such a loveful.
Yeah.
He wants to marry every woman he dates,
but he's just so cute.
He's cute,
and
like
the actor too. I'm thinking of the actor though, too.
Yeah, but every 6 months though, Brady's engaged to somebody new, and it's always crap.
And now he gets engaged to Eve, and Teresa's back. He's going to be torn again. Yeah.
Yeah, and in between
I have
Teresa,
a feeling Eve's going to get the short end of the stick on this one. Yeah,
yeah, but I don't
poor
know how
Eve.
Long Jen Lilly, I don't know how long Jen Lilly's staying on the show, though.
Okay. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I didn't think she was going to be back for that long. I thought she was kind of already done filming, but I don't know. But it's so funny, though, between Teresa and Eve, though, he was with Nicole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 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 He moved on very quickly. Yeah.
But the thing is, too,
Nicole might show up one of these days. They've left it open for her to show up, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so weird. Eric Martzoff has chemistry with everybody. God bless him.
He's one of those ones that does. Yeah.
The only pairing with him I didn't like was Madison. I thought that was horrible. That was a horrible couple.
Oh, I forgot about her. Yeah.
Oh, and then he was with Melanie. They slept together a couple times or something. That was just weird and awkward.
Yeah.
So, but. I do.
There's even
like
something going
Eve.
On there with Kate. Remember, there's something maybe we thought at one time Brady and Kate. I don't think it ever went anywhere, but.
Oh, my God. If Kate would sleep with Brady, she'd be my freaking.
They never They never slept together. Yeah. But there was just something there at one time. Yeah.
Holy cow.
But who hasn't slept with?
Lauren Cosgrove has a meet out with every guy on the show.
Wow,
my God. And then they're giving her another new guy in June. That's when that guy from Sex and the City is going to be on.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, man.
She's going to be with him. I know.
Damn.
I know. I just think of all the guys on the show, and I think she's been with just about everyone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
young and old.
And she's with Amy Martinez. I mean, Amy Martinez and James. She was the first person in Salem to sleep with James Scott.
EJ.
God.
Yeah. John, Stefano, Victor.
Roman,
yeah.
She was with Clyde.
Clyde.
Oh, Rafe. She slept with Rafe. Actually, Rafe's better pairing.
That was the first. Yeah.
Damn,
and back in the day, Nicholas. Wasn't it Nicholas back in the day?
Well, yeah, they didn't
sleep
together, but she was hot for him. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Andre and allegedly maybe Tony also.
Andre, yeah.
So.
Tony, they kind of allege too, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
All the Damaras.
Yeah, all
chat.
The Damaras.
That would be really weird. No. That's
that
like a sign to her.
Awkward.
No.
That's totally awkward.
Stefan. Who knows?
It's still possible. Still possible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But,
what's his name? Deimos. She was with
Daniel.
Deimos. And Daniel.
We have to, 10 people?
Well, wait a while to hear us.
Oh,
gosh. That's what I thought. I'm telling you, just about every guy.
My God. That's hilarious.
Except their own kids. They're ones that are like her child, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's
so
funny.
Job security, I guess, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you've got it,
which
can
put you with any
it.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren's, if anybody's any guys have ever met Lauren, she's absolutely gorgeous and sexy as hell in person. And she's a total cool chick. Yeah. And she's so tiny. You don't realize how tiny she is till you see her. She is
very
thin.
And a different voice and persona than Kate altogether. There's a Kate voice and there's a Lauren voice. Totally kind of different. Yeah. I would like to know. A lot of them are kind of like that sometimes, a different voice.
Yeah. So, but, okay, so what are we talking
except
about?
Rafe.
Rafe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to suffer through Rafe and Hope getting back together.
Yeah, slowly but surely. I guess they'll be back together. I don't know. They haven't been really having much of a storyline right now. Either one of them, really.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with them being on the back burner.
Totally
cool with that. But they need something to shake them up. Maybe throw in another person. Maybe throw in another guy wanting Hope or somebody. I don't know. We were talking about Mimi coming back. People were speculating.
Oh, yeah.
If Patrick Lockhart was coming back, and I don't know if he is or not,
Bonnie.
But that'd be cool.
The Lockhart's Bonnie. We haven't seen Adrian. Wow.
We haven't seen Judy Evans at all.
No. We've seen Justin because of Gabby and stuff, but we haven't seen Judy Evans. So I don't know, maybe Bonnie, maybe Patrick Lockhart. I don't know. Rex. I like the other Rex. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
See how Kyle is in that part. So I liked Rex and Cassie.
Yeah, I did too. They should have brought
Cassie. Crazy storyline, but yeah. And they shouldn't have been Roman and Kate's. They should have been Marlena and Tony's. That would have made it much more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what else was going on? Trying to read my notes here.
Well, Sunny and Leo. Leo is taping them.
Yeah.
He's trying to set him up for a sexual harassment suit. You know, he was putting things on his phone, cell phone, texting him because he took his phone without Sunny knowing it. And yeah.
Yeah, he had a hidden camera and a plan. He spilled coffee on himself and was basically walking around Sunny's office without a shirt on. And then he confiscated Sunny's phone and started basically sexting each other while Sunny was out to the Brady Pump to get some food. And the bartender there actually encouraged Sunny to pursue a relationship again with Leo, even though they were they're working together. And then Leo announces he's quitting to be with Sunny, and then they start making out at the office.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be
taping.
Yeah,
he told Sunny he was
going
to quit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because Kate's his new boss now since Vivian's dead.
Yeah,
Kate
and
wants to try to get him on tight, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of funny, though, that we actually, for the first time in probably 5 years, have seen the Titan offices. So it's nice someone actually has an office.
Yeah. We haven't usually seen those. Never seen them, really, hardly.
Yeah, they
back
always
the
work
day,
out
in
the living room. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, what, back when Nicole was working for them?
That's what I was thinking. Nicole. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and who else?
Nicole
was Brady?
Working there.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brady. And I think maybe Eric was working there, too. But, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's actually nice to see them in the office, but after a while, you just get tired of seeing the Kiriakis living room all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me think what else is going on. I can't remember this week or last, but Will was reading Dr. Rolfe's diary.
Oh, yeah.
That he was, Rolfe was planning on using it, his drug on other people and bringing them back to life. So people are speculating someone else is coming back from the dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, they could, so that at this point they can bring anybody back from the dead. Andre, Tony, whoever they want. It would be believable because they can bring back whoever they want at this point. EJ. There's speculation about EJ.
I cannot
see
James
Kristen
Scott
injected.
Coming back. Yeah.
No.
I just cannot see James Scott coming back.
No, I don't think James. I'm thinking that they're thinking recast. Now, whether he'll be accepted with a recast, I don't know. But I can see where there's kind of, you know, hints that EJ could come back. But I don't know. I don't know who they'd get to play him. But, yeah, well, I don't see James Scott coming back either.
Yeah, it'd be nice to bring EJ back on the campus, but they're going to have a very good actor.
Yes. Mhm. To fill those shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
The best times
some
were
people
when
were hoping
EJ and Tony and Stefano were all together.
Yeah.
And Lexi and. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. And Bart.
Those were good times. Yeah. That was fun. So anything else? I'm trying to remember anything we missed. Oh, and Days for Lives took over third place in the ratings. They actually bypassed General Hospital.
Yeah. Everyone's saying about how bad General Hospital is now. I haven't watched it in quite a while. I mean, I was trying to watch both there for a while, and I just kind of got away from General Hospital. So, I don't know. But they're still having those big fan – they're having those fan events, but they're having a lot of, like legends of GH. We'll be having, past performers coming to these fan events.
Well, they're having their Nurses Ball celebration on the show. They do every May.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that big, that's going on right now. I probably tried the ratings up quite a bit.
Yeah. So it was funny to see Victor be happy to see Teresa.
Yeah.
No, he was. Yeah. So.
That'll change eventually, Victor.
Yeah.
He'll
eventually. Mhm.
So it's odd. He had such sympathy for her, and then
he's got an older Tate too, I think. An older Tate, I think. It looked like
me. It's funny though, because that Victor wanted Brady to marry Eve to screw her over, but since Brady fell for her, so now he's totally on board with Teresa coming back and breaking up Brady and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny because he wanted them together in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy Jenna Lee's back. She actually gave the show a little bit of a spark.
Yeah, and I do prefer Teresa with Brady than Eve with Brady.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't think of anything else. I think that was all the stories that were going on this past week. Oh, we had a little bit of Trip and Sierra and Claire. That was about it. Claire was leaving to see Theo.
Right. And
goodbye.
I think,
you don't have to come back.
I like Claire. But it looks
like
that Trip and Sierra were going to take advantage of being alone in the in their loft. So I guess that's supposed to lead to Sierra talking about her rape and dealing with that. So that'd be interesting. That'd be a good storyline. So, and I like Trip. He's super cute. But Trip and Sierra just aren't like in a couple mode yet for them to take the next step to me. You know what I mean? They're not really dating.
Well, yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not really kissing or even holding hands or being affectionate, really. You know, it's very little of that going on. So it seems kind of odd to me they'd be interested in having sex this early in their relationship, but we'll see. Well, I can't really think of anything else. Is anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think, I'm trying to think if there's any other news. I don't know. I don't think so. Like anything else going on with any dates? And I think we mentioned everybody that's coming back, that's supposed to come back.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. Yeah. I think we covered everything.
It was a good week. There was a lot of interesting stuff going on. So
yeah,
with
the DID storyline. Yeah, that's
DID, Teresa coming back, and there was some cool stuff on this week.
The whole thing with Xander, you know. I kind of like Xander these last two times, even the last time he came back. The very first time he was on, he did not care for the character. I don't know if he's playing it different. I don't know what it is. But
he seems a little bit more lighter. Like he has a little bit of a sense of humor to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he's more likable or something, and he's making it funny. But he's different than he was when he first, the very first time he was on. Even his second time back was better. But,
Maybe Sandra will actually get laid this time.
Maybe he'll be on for a lot longer. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know how long he's supposed to be on either. So some of these characters
maybe
he'll
have to get a girl.
Come out. Yeah. So who put him with who? I don't know.
I don't know. Not that many women out there on the show.
Maybe Cassie. I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe somebody. You know.
You need somebody to love.
Yeah.
All righty. Well,
all right. Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah, next. Okay.
Good night.
Right. Night.